McMurrin in the morning here. A little foggy on this early Saturday. So we got the NCAA tournament tonight. We'll all get to see who's going to be in the finals on Monday evening. But let's talk some NBA. Let's do a little NBA quick hits, because we got a couple things that I thought were pretty interesting. So first and foremost, let's all give it up to Russell Westbrook securing his third straight season, averaging a triple-double, first time in NBA history. Wonderful job, Mr. Westbrook. When we're talking personal accolades, and I guess this would be kind of a team accolade, let's talk about the 76ers. Five players averaging 17 or more points, first team in NBA history. Now, I think we keep seeing a lot of personal accolades happening here this decade, right? You know, LeBron James making it to the finals, what, 8 straight years? Triple-double after triple-double. Harden going for 30 every single game, it seems like. We're seeing all these accolades. And it makes you not even think about, hey, they're not going to win. Their team's not going to win it. Because the team that's going to win it is the Golden State Warriors. So, when we look back, and people look back on this decade, you could even say, you know, the last, you know, 8-year stretch, 7-year stretch, whatever you want to do, you could look back, even if you go all the way back to 2010, there's been some amazing things happen in the NBA. Everyone talks about how this is a terrible era for basketball. Well, I beg to differ, because I've seen things you've never seen. You've never seen someone go for 30 for a triple-double 3 straight seasons. You've never seen someone hit 30 points consecutively as many times as James Harden. You've never seen one player reach the NBA Finals, the NBA Conference Finals, as many times in a row as LeBron James, nor the NBA Finals. You've not seen a team with five players average 17 points or more. I've seen all those things. And I've also seen a team that's about to three-peat. So, we're seeing a lot of good basketball. Whether we like it or not, we like what's happening or not, we've seen it. The problem is when you look at these stat guys. Let's look at Russell Westbrook. Man, a lot of these stats used to be video game stats. He's getting better now at making these game efficient stats, being more efficient. Like, you know, it's not like, oh, I'm just going to do this to essentially get my triple-double. He's doing better now. Still like watching a video game, but hey, at least now he has a team. He has Paul George, you know, pushing the team to the win. So, not going to hate on Westbrook. Like the guy. He's got heart. That's the thing that is lacking in the NBA. Westbrook does not lack heart. He'll stand up to you and stand up for what's right. You got to like that. You got to get behind that. So, quick hit. Westbrook, great job. Wonderful job. I love seeing it. Thank you for watching, for letting me watch. You do something never done before. I always appreciate greatness. You, sir, have truly been great the last few years. Now let's talk the Sixers. I seen a buddy post this last night, and I got on there and I said, hey, here's the deal. If you take anything from that as a basketball fan, beyond a slap to the face, because they're not better than they are. You know, they're sitting in the 3 seed with 5 players averaging 17.5 points. That means if all 5 are just averaging 17, we're looking at 85 points from 5 individuals. You need to do 15 points from the rest of your team to have 100 points. 25 for the rest of your team means you need 4 individuals to have about, you know, 8 points each, and you're looking at 117 a game. That's super doable. I mean, you should win the majority of your games. But the reason why they don't is because they have a bunch of players. They don't have a team. These guys are out here playing stat-driven basketball. I'm going to get mine. Seldom you see an extra pass lead to a Redick knockdown jumper. Now, I'm not saying Redick doesn't get knockdown jumpers, because he does. And it does come in the flow of the game. But what I am saying is, seldom do you see the extra pass when it's a clear cut, clear opportunity for you to do a little extra, a little team motivated. And you know what? They do it sometimes when they're up, 15, 20 points. Seldom when they're in the fight. It's like, let's let Embiid just hold the ball for the entire shot. Let's let Simmons run around and try to find a pass, That's what I'm seeing, and I just don't like it. I don't think it's team basketball, and they're not going to win a championship. They're not going to do it. So what I see is stat-driven basketball from those guys, whereas Golden State is team-driven basketball for the most part. Those are my quick hits. I don't got much today. Again, we're going Texas Tech, Auburn. See you guys Monday night in the championship when those two teams win. McMurrin out.